SMART stands for Sustainable Innovation, Massive Public Platform, Accessible Network, Revolutionary Reform, and Technological Innovation. Proponents say the new concept will provide a platform for the sharing of knowledge, resources, and technologies. It's also meant to try to promote exchanges among young people across the world, as well as create more job opportunities. Observers are suggesting SMART is also going to help promote the sharing of technology. Angel Gurria, Secretary General of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, says the new SMART concept is one of a series of proposals that G20 leaders should be listening to.
G20 is a very valuable input into G20 conclusions, because the leaders and the ministers need the input of the business sector. They probably need stronger signals about the future.
Among the topics high on the G20 summit's agenda is how to achieve continued growth in the global economy to create jobs. Latest stats show some 200 million people were without work last year, which is almost 30 million more people who were unemployed during the 2008 financial crisis. B20 officials admit reducing the employment figures is going to be difficult, given the status of global economic growth at the moment. Figures from the International Monetary Fund suggest global economic growth is running at around 3.1% right now. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde admits issues such as the Brexit are going to compound the issue.
You know, growth in general was not particularly solid to begin with. We have said repeatedly that growth was fragile, was fragmented, was lackluster, and Brexit is one risk that has materialized, which is clearly clouding the horizon, which is bringing uncertainty.
Youth unemployment rates among some G20 countries are as high as 30%. A number of G20 members are either in a recession or are heading in that direction. As such, officials attending this year's sessions in Hangzhou are being urged to put job creation higher on the agenda. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.